Willkommen zum Ärztetag, dem Podcast der Ärztezeitung. Heute als Ärztetag vor Ort vom Hauptstadtkongress in Berlin. Mein Name ist Hauke Gerloff, ich bin stellvertretender Chefredakteur der Ärztezeitung. Mein Gesprächspartner heute ist Hnat Kheric aus der Ukraine. Welcome to Germany, Mr. Kheric.
Thank you. I am happy to be here with you today.
Yes, I'm also happy. At first, I want to explain a bit in German. Herr Kheric ist Chirurg und Chefarzt an der Akut- und Reha-Klinik Unbroken im Westen der Ukraine in Lviv. Kheric hat heute beim Kongress bei der Veranstaltung Medizinische Versorgung unter Kriegsbedingungen einen Vortrag zum Thema Herausforderungen an die Traumachirurgie und die rekonstruktive Chirurgie in der Ukraine nach der russischen Invasion. Wir werden den Podcast auf Englisch sprechen. Mr. Kheric, I'm happy that you're ready to talk with Ärztezeitung. I just told that you were in a meeting, medical supply under the conditions of war in Ukraine and Israel. You are working in Lviv, far away from the war, it seems. How has the war affected medicine at your place?
Thank you again for invitation. So I want to start from that Lviv is not far away from war, because it's not like standard war, that war is going only on the battlefield, like 1,000 kilometers from our city that are located in the west of the Ukraine near the Poland border. But as you know, our city a lot of times was struck by Russian ballistic rockets and cruise missiles, and they target also on the civilian objects in our city, and also the rockets goes nearby our hospital. Also, we have a lot of massive casualties that caused by the Russian terroristic attack of civilian buildings in our city. That's why I want just German people understand that the war is that all Ukraine is involved of the war, and our city is staying far away from battlefield, but it also is attacked a lot of times by Russian forces.
And personally, for you, what does that mean to live in a country with war?
It's a very, it was very new for us, and it was like a tragedy, because we could never thought that Ukraine, that our country, will be attacked and some part of it will be occupied by enemy, by the country that have a border with us. I always try to tell people who living in another countries that, can you imagine that part of Germany, of your country, in some moment some another country said that there is no nation like German, there is no nation like Ukraine, we just take part of your country and this is our country. So we, in one morning in our life, we stand and we heard this word from the president of this terrorist state, we call it like this in Ukraine, Russia, because they make a terroristic attack of civilian people of Ukraine, and it's a tragedy for Ukraine. But our mission right now, that all people of Ukraine that working in different works, someone is fighting in Ukrainian army, someone is the fireman, someone is medical staff, we do our job to help Ukraine to have a victory, to have an independence, and to fight for our freedom.
Werbung. Im medizinischen Alltag kommt es darauf an, schnell die richtige Entscheidung zu treffen. Dabei hilft Ihnen MedBe, eine App, die für Ärztinnen und Ärzte aktuelle Leitlinien in digitalen Pocketcards zusammenfasst. Jederzeit griffbereit auf Ihrem Desktop, Handy oder Tablet. Jetzt kostenlos registrieren und die App downloaden auf medbe.org.
It's a very difficult state of living, I guess. It's very hard to imagine how this may feel. May you describe the place where you are working? You have built a very impressive hospital, I guess.
Yes, the first I want to start with that Lviv is very amazing city. It's very beautiful city. It's like touristic diamond of Ukraine, because we have thousands of historical objects that include in UNESCO Memorial Society. It's very old city. Before the war, we have millions of tourists there from all of the world. But right now, it's very important for us because our city changed for a hub for help the militaries and civilian people that are injured by the Russian aggression. So our city right now rebuilt intensively our infrastructure for helping these people, to treat them, to operate them, to make the rehabilitation and socialization people who have some injuries, serious injuries that influence on their normal social possibility.
Have you had to learn very much new things as a surgeon?
Yes, of course, because mostly of surgeon of Ukraine, we were not a specialized for military surgery. Especially, I have a huge experience in civilian trauma, in civilian injury, but military injury and war surgery is a little bit different. So, of course, we need to train very fast, because from the first days of the war in our hospital, and our hospital is the biggest hospital in the west of the Ukraine, we have more than 2,000 beds in our hospital, we became a hub for evacuation patients, for evacuation militaries and civilians from the east of the Ukraine, from the front lines, to give them a third line high specialized surgery and medical treatment. That's why we started to work with our colleagues from US, from United Kingdom, from another countries, from West countries who support Ukraine, who have the experience of war in Iraq, Afghanistan. They have experience of war injury, of war trauma, of management these patients. And that's why they support us and help us very strong to study very fast this possibility to manage quality management of these patients. But right now, I want to tell this, and this is proud for us, that we make a lot of things, we manage already very, very difficult cases that our experience want to take by a lot of countries, and we are invited to share our experience, our difficult work, clinical work cases, our type of managing in another countries, and also in Germany and in Europe.
So you are here to share your knowledge that you have taken in the last 2 years.
Yes, I think here will be not very specialized lecture, because we need to have a very, very, very special auditory of surgeons. But here my information, my lecture would be shown the situation in medicine, in surgery, in Ukraine, in condition, in war, in condition when we have a limited possibility of resources, when we need to work sometimes without the electricity and in the hospital even, and in normal condition that our medical staff working in peaceful countries. And the third thing, when we need to work sometimes even in shelters, operation room, when our city is under enemy attack.
Yes. How many patients are you dealing with any month, let's say?
When we're talking about the military patient, it's a secret of Ukraine army. We cannot tell this information about the injury militaries, but I can tell you that total number of patients that starving from the war injuries, it's civilian and militaries, and it's more than 20,000 patients that we operated already in our hospital.
Oh, it's a vast, very many people. How had you been prepared for the war on the side of the medical staff? Ukraine has already had 10 years of war, not open war, perhaps, but it was always war at the eastern border. So it was totally new, this kind of injuries for the medical staff that came to you since 2022. But how can a country be prepare the medical system to war?
So I think my personal opinion that any country cannot be ready for total aggression, full-scale aggression for of their country if you're attacked by the country who have maybe 10 times more population and maybe 15 or 20 or 30 times huger army. But what I want to tell that I'm very happy that you understand that Russia already more than 10 years have a war with Ukraine. It was not aggression, it was hybrid war. They want to hide this war from the world. They want to show all of the world and especially the Europe that is the internal Ukrainian local conflict, but it was hybrid war. They put the forces in Ukraine, they hide it, they hide the uniform and they tell that this Ukrainian separatists, but it was the Russian forces that invite some region of Ukraine and start this war. So at this period, if we're talking about the military injuries, Ukraine had a special military medical system that care about this patient, and the number of this patient was not so huge that they need to involve the civilian medical system to manage this patient. That's why, in true, we don't have a huge experience to manage this patient in the civilian system. That's why when the war started, it was really surprise for us, but our civilian medical system of Ukraine, our hospital was very mobilized from the first day when the war started. Our medical staff was 7 days in the hospital. We didn't go to our home to sleep in the home. We stay 24 hours per day, each day, 7 days in hospital to prepare for some massive casualty hospitalization. And the second situation that I want to talk with you, when the war started, we have a serious problem with the equipment, with the supply, because Ukrainian medical army staff, they need to take a lot of numbers of medical supplies for their needs, because they've had the first hospitalization, massive casualty, and that's why it made a huge problem in Ukrainian medical system, because the first 2 weeks of the war we didn't have even bandage material in Ukraine, and we need to do something. The people, civilian people, bring to hospital their own bandage material, their drugs, and only after 2 weeks after starting of the war we had a first medical supply from the West countries that crossed the Ukrainian Polish border and come to our hospital.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Khalich, in general, and with your experience, how can a country or a medical system in a country prepare to be ready for war? In Germany, we have a discussion about Kriegstüchtigkeit. The Minister of Defense has spoken about this. Actually, how can you prepare for such a terrible thing like war?
I think the third thing, it's very important that German people, German nation need to understand that history is changed already by the decision of Russian government and especially Putin to change the world rules. And that's why you need to intensively prepare to the war, because in Ukraine we can better see that West Europe will be 100% involved in this war, and the war became a global. That's why it's 100% true that Germany needs to be prepared for that, and especially the medical system. From my experience, I think the best way is to use the knowledge that have a country who were already involved in some wars, but you need to understand that this war that had Ukraine right now with the Russian, the war for independence of our country, is totally different because it's a global war, it's full-scale war, and it's like the examples from history is like World War II probably, when all territory of your country could be attacked, when enemy can attack your hospitals, your evacuation, ambulances, planes, helicopters, they can strike the medical staff. And you saw this 100 times in TV from even West country reporters, probably from the German reporters also, that see this on their own eyes. So I think we need to have in this period very strong cooperation with Ukraine, with Ukrainian medical staff. You can use our experience, how we evacuate the patient in this case when we are striking, when our medical staff are striking, how we build shelters in our hospitals to make their operation, to make their intensive care of the patient, and how we can supply an evacuated patient from the battlefields in the situation when, again, your medical staff, your medical system are destroying by your enemy. Only this cooperation, only connection between two medical systems of both countries, of also European Union, you can use this experience to try to prepare for the same situation in your countries if unfortunately your countries would be involved in the war with Russia.
Do we have to store some material bandages you have mentioned already? And do the medical staff needs training with the army to know what is to do in such cases?
The medical staff need to be trained with the medical staff who have already experience in that situation. The second thing, of course, you need to prepare some supplies. It's 100%, but it's not the goal. The goal is that we right now have more difficult and more important challenges in medical system of Ukraine, because our hospital that stay far away from the war front line, you know that Russian forces, they strike Ukrainian civilian infrastructure, and now they destroyed our electricity possibility. It means that our hospital don't have electricity to give this electricity to ICU departments, to important machines that have give the supply of that give the possibility to live the difficult patients. And that's why the hospitals, the medical systems also need to prepare for that. They need to think about alternative energy resources. They need to prepare some energy, local energy station for each hospital. They need to think about how can they use some alternative energy systems to supply their hospital. They need to think about how to do the generation of oxygen in cases when you don't have energy. You need to prepare that your hospital for some period the elevators cannot even work, how to transport this patient. Because in Germany, when you're living in normal, peaceful country, the medical staff, the doctors, even the professors, they even didn't think about this situation and maybe didn't know how to transfer the patient by the stairs, because they don't need to know that, you know, in this case. But in this situation, your question is that how we need to prepare. You need to prepare for that, and my opinion, we need to share with you our experience, that you make some main goals for you for prepare your medical system and your infrastructure and your country for a possibility of conflict of war.
Mm-hmm. Do you have made an experience of solidarity in from USA and Europe as a medical, as a hospital in the Ukraine? Do you have had some help?
Yes, of course. I need to say for this country because it was the huge help for us. The first country, the first doctors who came in Ukraine, who came to me, who came to Lviv to help us. It was military sergeants from US. They was retired, but they was very famous. I think a lot of people know about him. It's John Holcomb. It's a military sergeant from US that take a part in mission in Somali, Mogadishu. This movie Black Hawk Down, it's about his history. If you see this movie, he also take a part in Iraq mission in Afghanistan. And he came to us in the first... He's retired, but he came to us for the first day of war to give us support, to give his experience, to give the possibility of management the patient, and he make the very, very important things for us to help. The second, it was our colleagues from British. It was the reconstructive surgeons, because in Ukraine before the war we had not so intensely developed of reconstructive medicine, of reconstructive surgery, but this is the most important surgery in war times, because the patient have a huge defects after the mine blast injury, and these defects need to be covered, need to be operated by the very difficult reconstructive surgery, microsurgery operation of the tissue transplantation, that this operation take near 12 hours or 15 hours, and they give us assistant to study this operation very fast. It was the group of British surgeries. So I think the British and the US make the first steps to help Ukraine, and of course right now we have a huge cooperation with a German medical system. We have our hospital have a cooperation with the Charité Clinic from Berlin. We have cooperation with civilian and military doctors that come to the Ukraine. Right now in my department there is a doctor who came from the German to assist us, just to help us in OR. He is from Germany and he is in Ukraine to help the Ukrainian people.
Thank you. In the end, you can only mitigate the terrible consequences of war. How do the patients that you are healing, you can't heal them if they have lost a leg, or you only can help them to deal with this experience. How do they live with their terrible trauma?
Yes, it's a really good question. And our team, our city government, the government of Ukraine, right now make a huge program of helping this type of patient, of adapting their to normal life, of fighting with the mental problem that this patient could have after this terrible injury. So we make in our hospital a huge multidisciplinary team. It's the team of the few numbers of doctors, starting from the surgeons, from the anesthesiologist, from the prosthetist, from the rehabilitologist, from the mental health doctors, from the psychiatrics that fighting with the PTSD syndromes, and we create the system of adaptation this patient, of adaptation there to live in the apartment, of adaptation there to live in the cities. We right now we're working with our cities, working with program with EU to make the cities more comfortable for this type of patient. We also have a program to give some work, social work for this patient, that they take a part of in social living and don't feel lonely. And also the government working in program for support this patient financially is very important right now in Ukraine.
Thank you very much. Mr. Heritsch, thank you for this impressive interview. I wish you good luck. You are in difficult times in Ukraine, and I hope that we in Germany, the country and the people, may support your country as much as it is necessary, and more than it is necessary, perhaps. good luck and success.
Thank you for your support. Thank you for this interview. And thank you, German people who understand us, who support us, because we are fighting right now for our freedom, for safety of Europe and for democracy. So thank you again for your support and Slava Ukraine.
Vielen Dank für das Gespräch und auch wieder vielen Dank fürs Zuhören und Ihre Geduld, auch auf Englisch uns treu zu bleiben bis zum Ende. Bis zum nächsten Ärztetag. Tschüss.